Here are 10 productive and fun ways to use your idle time. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 172. Thank you for tuning in. I really do appreciate your time and your attention today, especially during these tricky times, which I've kind of been talking about now for the last couple of weeks. Obviously, we're in sort of these unprecedented times right now with the COVID-19 crisis that's going on around the world. I think everyone can relate to what's going on. And so today, my goal is I want to be as useful as I can to people out there, while keeping things on topic as well, productivity, business, self-improvement. And so today I am talking about 10 productive and fun ways to use idle time, because right now a lot of us maybe have more idle time on our hands than we are used to and don't know what to do. And so now we can finally do all of those things that we've been putting off until one day we actually have the gift of time. We're always like, oh, I'll do that one day. I wish I had more time. Well, maybe you are now finding yourself in this boat where you have loads of free time. Fortunately, I actually don't have a lot of free time at the moment. I'm still pretty booked up at the moment with client work, which is good. I'm counting myself really lucky. I know a lot of people, their businesses are suffering. People have been made unemployed. And so I really do count myself to be very lucky that I do have still plenty to be doing. And so, yeah, I wanted to share some ideas, if you do have some idle time, ways that I think you can be more productive. Because actually, the idea for this post came about on Saturday, actually. I jokingly asked Hayley, my wife, we woke up on Saturday and I said, how are we going to fill our time this weekend? Because we're on lockdown. We can't really leave. Normally at the weekends we would be out, we'd be going for walks, maybe visiting friends and family, going to the beach, and we can't leave. And I joked at first because I thought, we're not going to have anything to do. But we ended up spending a good chunk of the weekend sorting out messy cupboards and clearing the shed and walking and relaxing. And we ended up having a great weekend and actually got a lot done. And so it turns out there are more things to do than you think and plenty of ways that you can put your idle time to good use but have fun at the same time. And so here are some things that I came up with, but I really want your feedback. So if you have ideas of things that you've been doing to use your idle time in a constructive way, head on over to my show notes, paulminers.com/172, and share your ideas. Because actually, we've run out of stuff to do this weekend. We've done all of our cleaning and organizing and sorting. And so I need more ideas. So I really want to hear from you. So the first thing that I came up with, which is a little bit of an obvious one, but is to just work out. Working out, whether it's going for a run, going to the gym, swimming, cycling, whatever, is a great way to obviously stay healthy, which is very important right now, and boost your productivity. I view exercise as having a multiplication effect on your productivity. What I mean, and I've actually got a link to an article that I wrote previously, but what I mean by that is if you keep everything else unchanged, your routine, your tools and things that you use, if you are someone that doesn't exercise and you suddenly start exercising more, I think you will see a boost in your productivity, because getting oxygen to your brain really helps to improve your focus and creative thinking. And so whether you're in lockdown or not, it should be an essential part of your routine. And working out is a lot of fun, I think. Next, I have going for a walk, and I've separated this out from working out because I view walking as more of a mental stimulus rather than a physical one. And so since starting lockdown, I've started walking around the block, actually, to kind of, quote, get to work each day. Even though I work from home, I literally walk a loop, just 5 minutes, actually, not a long one. I walk just a loop around the block to kind of signify the start of my day. And what I found was at the start of lockdown, I wasn't doing this. I was walking at the end of the day. But by then I felt kind of sluggish and tired. And so starting the day with a walk gives me a nice boost of energy and focus when it's needed in the morning. And I just really love waking up and going for a walk while it's dark, getting that fresh air before I kind of get back in and get started on my work. Number three is to bake something. A New Zealand celebrity chef, Chelsea Winter, has come up with a great bread recipe called Lockdown Loaf. And if you want to check out the recipe, I've got it linked on my blog. The people in New Zealand have been going crazy over because it's made with very few ingredients. One of them is beer, which is funny. But it's all very few ingredients that you probably have in your pantry. And so everyone's been going crazy. I don't know if you people in the US or Canada or Australia or the UK, I don't know if you guys, or wherever you are, have had different baking trends going on, but baking is a great way to spend some time. It's fun, and you get something to enjoy at the end of it. Number four is to clean and organize stuff. So at the start, I said, we spent our weekend cleaning. I really get a lot of satisfaction from cleaning and organizing, you know, stuff. Whether it's a digital cleanup of your computer, you know, your photos, maybe you've got files and folders on your desktop, doing a bit of a digital clean, or maybe a physical clean of your wardrobe, you know, cupboards, your pantry, your garage, whatever you decide. I think dedicating some idle time to getting stuff sorted is a great use of time. I don't know what it is, but minimizing clutter from our lives feels incredible. I have this feeling every time I throw clothes away or clean up junk on my computer or go through an old cupboard. Just clearing clutter feels amazing. And so it's a great way to spend some idle time. Number five is to journal about whatever's on your mind. Journaling doesn't have to be a big deal. This is what I always say when I talk about journaling. If you don't journal that often, like me, it's maybe like every couple of weeks or maybe even once a month, or if you don't journal at all, then simply start by writing down what's on your mind. This is basically how I journal. I sometimes will journal about a specific question. There are some, you know, different structures and questions, and like there's the bullet journal and different methods you can follow. I keep it really simple. I literally just try and get what's in my head out of my head and onto paper. And that, for me, is a useful exercise and a really easy way to start. So spending some time journaling. I do it in Apple Notes on my computer or on my phone. You can use a physical journal, but great way to spend some time, offload your thoughts, especially right now. We've probably got some, you know, people are a bit more anxious and tightly wound than normal. So journaling is a very good thing to do. Number six is to read, and not necessarily nonfiction. This feels like an obvious one again, so we just kind of have to include it because, you know, it belongs on the list. But yeah, read a book. There are other things to do besides watching Netflix and Tiger King, which I know everyone is going crazy over. We are actually on episode 4 at the moment, so please no spoilers. But yeah, it's there are things to do besides Netflix. And don't feel like you have to read nonfiction for reading to count as being productive. Read anything you enjoy. Keep it nice and simple. A bit of fiction, reread Harry Potter in my case. You know, it doesn't matter how many times I read that book. I always enjoy it again and again, all those books. So just read is a great way to just stimulate your brain in a different way than just kind of vegging out on the couch. Number seven is learn a new skill. Everyone, I think, has something they wish they knew how to do, and it's now's a great time to master a new skill. Funny story, last year we were traveling and we arrived at an Airbnb in, where were we? I think it was in Quebec City in Canada. And there was a Rubik's Cube at this Airbnb. And so one night we were playing with it, Haley and I, and I decided I want to try and solve this by following like a tutorial on YouTube. And it felt really good. I did it. I solved it. Great. But I couldn't help but feel like I'd cheated. You know, following this tutorial. So I took it upon myself to learn the algorithms and about how to actually solve a Rubik's Cube. There are different kind of combinations you have to learn. And so within 1 week, I'd learned how to solve a Rubik's Cube without looking at any notes or videos. I could just do it. And I still keep a cube on my desk so that I can play with it throughout the day. And as someone who is normally offloading everything they need to remember to software tools like Asana and Notes, it's nice to actually put my memory to use and do something like try and solve a puzzle. So what do you wish you could do? You know, maybe think about like a skill you wish you had. It could be learning to code or using a tool, learning how to use a tool like Zapier or learning a musical instrument or maybe a pointless skill like solving a Rubik's Cube. Whatever it is, you know, spend some time learning something new. And yeah, with me and the Rubik's Cube, it's a really satisfying thing to be able to do. Number eight is to write. Practice your writing. You know, improving your writing really helps you to become a better communicator. Anytime you're writing maybe like an email or talking to a customer or sharing an idea, if you can communicate more effectively with fewer words, I think that's a really great skill to have. And that's basically my goal with writing. So you could use your idle time to start a personal blog, journal, as I mentioned, write a book or an academic paper if you're a student. This blog post that I wrote for this podcast, as I write, I really enjoy the process of finding the right words to use. I find I write a sentence or a paragraph, and then I read it back and I discover actually I can communicate this same idea with half the number of words if I tweak it. And I try to do this with writing emails to clients or product pages on my website or marketing messages. I just want to communicate an idea in its simplest form with as few words as possible, and I think that's a really great skill to try and hone. So if you're bored, practice your writing. Practice, because I think it makes your ability to communicate so much more powerful, which will help you in so many different areas of life. Number 9, here we go. Play video games. That's right, you heard me. I know this blog post was titled How to, Use Your Time Productively, but what I can't stand about the self-improvement industry is the guilt and pressure that we're made to feel if we're not working on our goals or putting our time to good use 100% of the time. I actually wrote about this a few months ago, is how too much self-improvement I think is detrimental. Self-improvement's like, oh yeah, you shouldn't watch Netflix, you should be reading a book all the time. So I want to give you permission to go and waste some time and don't feel bad about it. I feel like a good use of your time is doing whatever you want without feeling guilty for not achieving something at the end of it. So video games, I'm just using it as an example, but video games, allow us to escape from reality, similar to reading a book or watching a movie. It's that kind of escapism that we enjoy. So getting out of your head for a few hours, I think, is a great release from the pressure and stress of the world that we live in, especially right now. And so if you can escape for a little bit and come back refreshed and recharged, I think that is a good use of your time. Just because the self-improvement industry says you should be reading and using your time 100% effectively, don't feel guilty if you just want to go and play PlayStation. I love playing video games. And so, yeah, I just want to, some people might disagree with me. Some people might be hearing this like, nah, you're kidding yourself. You're just trying to find an excuse. Maybe I am, but I know that taking some time to unwind helps me out to come back feeling charged and refreshed. And so number 10, my final tip to share is to catch up with friends and family. What better use of time can you think of than spending it with people you care about? What is productivity about if it's not to spend more time with the people you love? So yeah, with some idle time, I know people are doing a lot of this right now, but use some idle time to bond with loved ones, friends, family, reconnect with an old relationship. Get on FaceTime, get on Zoom, Skype, whatever you have. And all of these things that I've mentioned actually aren't just things you should be doing now during this COVID-19 lockdown, but these are things that you could be doing all the time. 6, 12, 24 months from now, this list is equally valuable to put your idle time to good use, not just now, although now it might be a little bit more relevant. So that is my list. If you have any ideas, like I said, I really would love to hear from you. Head on over to my show notes, paulmeiners.com/172. Let me know what you're doing to use your idle time in a constructive and fun way. Once again, thank you very much for listening today, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulmeiners.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there, and I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulmeiners.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.